Welcome to GC Podcast, a podcast to help you develop into the healthiest ministry leader you can be by sharing practical ministry experience. In this episode, I, your host, Kara Garrity, will lead us through some team building experiences and exercises. Now, today's exercises are best experience with your ministry team. So consider dedicating an upcoming team meeting or at least scheduling 20 minutes or so to team building in your next meeting agenda. And we know that an important piece of GCI's Healthy Church vision is team-based pastor-led ministry, but there are a lot of different ways to lead ministry. And so what is so great about team-based ministry? When we minister alongside one another on teams, we reflect the unity and diversity of the body of Christ. Let's consider 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 26 together. And it says, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but many. Now, if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I don't need you,' and the head cannot say to the feet, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it." Amen. And so I want to encourage us to see our ministry teams as a reflection of the body of Christ. Many parts, but one body. And if we do this, how might this shape the way that we approach team-based ministry? And I want you to pause and for a couple minutes even discuss this question with your team. How might this shape the way that we approach team-based ministry if we were to see our teams as a reflection of the body of Christ, many parts, but one body? And now think about, even practically speaking, how might this shape the way that we approach the practical aspects of how we run our teams, how we recruit people into our teams, how we run our meetings, communicate, how we assign different responsibilities. How might this image of the body of Christ inform how we conduct our teams in that sense? Take a couple minutes with your team to brainstorm, to discuss this. Now you see, your team, I want to suggest to you, is a unique expression of the body of Christ. And so I want us to take some time now to discern and celebrate who God has brought together on your team to serve for this particular season. So let's start with this. And I would encourage you, especially for those visual folks on your team, if you haven't gotten these supplies already, get a big piece of poster board paper, one of those post-it papers, some markers, some pens, or even if you just have a blank piece of paper on the table that everyone can see and something to write with, grab some of those, and we're going to use that for this exercise. So go ahead and grab those items. And then the first thing that I want us to start with is a reminder of the purpose of your team. What brings your team together? What's your purpose? What do you exist for? Now, this may come for the purpose of this exercise for your team in the form of your local congregation's mission and vision statement. Maybe this will come in the form of GCI's vision of healthy church vision or mission statement of living and sharing the gospel. Whatever that looks like for you, what brings your team together? What is your purpose? And now what I want you to do is take some time and go around your team. Each member, I want you to answer the question, how do you uniquely contribute to the purpose of this team? And take maybe 2 minutes to quietly reflect on this before you all start answering this question. And so you're going to go ahead and pause this podcast while you go through and take those 2 minutes of silent reflection and then share as a team. But the question is, how do you uniquely contribute to the purpose of this team? And now as you're sharing, I want you on that poster board, paper, whatever it is, draw an outline of a body. And as each member shares, label the different parts of the body with the key words, maybe the unique gifts or skills or passions that they contribute to the purpose of the team. And just label the different parts of the body with those key words or gifts, whatever that is that comes up in your discussion. How does each member of the team uniquely contribute to the purpose of the team? What gifts, talents, skills, passions? Now look at this image that you've created. It's a visual representation of your team as the body of Christ. And I want you to look at it and to praise God for who He has brought together to your team and to see that He has brought together different giftings, different talents, different passions, different skill sets. And I want you guys to look at that and talk about the specific ways or the specific, combinations or expressions of that you see on your team. What sticks out with you? What do you appreciate? And celebrate the expression of the body of Christ that God has brought together. What do you notice? And then I want you to take a few minutes and just praise God for bringing you all together. And I want you to affirm one another that you all need one another, that you all belong as members of the body of Christ, and an expression of the body of Christ on this team. So go ahead and pause this podcast and take a few minutes to do that and celebrate your unique expression that's represented visually by this drawing. Now, the next exercise that I want us to do, consider, is if we are considering or engaging with our ministry teams as a reflection, an expression of the body of Christ, then we're going to embody this belief that we belong one to another, that we are connected, that we are made one in Christ. And so what would it look like to commit to belonging to one another as team members? Go ahead and pause the podcast and discuss that as a team for a few minutes. What would it look like to commit to belonging to one another as team members, to be united in Christ? And so here are some simple suggestions that maybe you can start out with. Maybe you could do rotating prayer partners after each meeting, whether you have weekly meetings or monthly meetings, whatever that looks like. And then you just get a prayer partner on that team and you share your prayer requests and you follow up and you pray with that person once a week or during that month. Maybe you add prayer for one another to each meeting agenda every single time you meet. Maybe you take turns starting each meeting with a liturgical prayer or spiritual formation exercise that's meaningful to each one of you. And so you're bringing that expression of who God has made you to be, that gifting, that uniqueness to one another. And you're growing together and forming in Christ-likeness together with one another. Maybe consider some practices and committing to some practices like this together as a team. And for right now, what I want to ask you to do is to take about maybe 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the size of your team or however this flows for you all. And I want for each person to pray for the person on your right. I want you to thank God for what they bring to this team. And you can use the visual representation from the previous exercise, as a reminder, as something to come back to. I want you to thank God for what they bring to this team. Affirm their belonging to the body, their belonging on this team, that their participation on the team is important, and that we celebrate one another. And so take that 5 to 10 minutes for each member on the team to pray for one another, the person on your right. Go ahead and pause this podcast and do that with one another now. So I want to encourage us to remember that the teams we serve on are more than just, production lines, groups of people that we complete checklists alongside to get things done in the church, or gears in a machine to make sure things happen and get done. We serve on teams because in Christ, we are many who are made one, each uniquely, fearfully, and wonderfully made, brought together to form the one body of Christ. And in him, we belong not only to him, but to one another. And so we come together in cooperation to be his hands and feet, to participate in his present ministry in our midst. And what a beautiful thing that these teams that we get to serve on, that we get to build out in our local congregations, to be a local expression of this body. So let me pray for us. Lord God, I thank you so much. Father, Son, and Spirit, you yourself are, in your very being, unity in diversity, diversity and unity, Father, Son, and Spirit, 3 in 1. And so I thank you that you, Jesus, have brought us, your people, many into one in your body. We thank you that you are so good to us. We thank you that you have gifted us according to your will for your good purposes. And we thank you for the immense privilege it is to participate in your ministry, and that we don't do it alone, but that we do it first and foremost with you, that we participate in what you're doing, but that we get to do it alongside one another too. We thank you for relationship and community. And we thank you that it is a reflection of who you are. And so I pray a blessing over all of our teams. that you would continue to grow them with one another, that they would continue to mature and expand as expressions of your body, that people would be able to operate in the gifts and the skills and the talents that you've given them to serve those in their neighborhoods, to join in what you are doing in their midst. I thank you that you are so faithful to guide us. And I praise you in your holy name. Amen. So together as a team, I want to offer a few reflection questions as we've completed these two exercises together as a team. And so the first is, what difference does it make when we view our teams as reflections of the body of Christ? And how does this challenge us? How does it inspire us? So take a few minutes to discuss this. Next, what practices or actions does your team want to commit to in order to continue growing in maturity and unity as an expression of the body of Christ together? And finally, what would it look like to continue creating space for people to use their giftings to be active participants in the body of Christ in the life of your local congregation? So I want to leave you all with the encouragement of Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 16, and it draws us back to the purpose of coming together, diverse and united, as ministry servants alongside one another in his church. So Ephesians 4 says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. May it be so in our teams, in our congregations, throughout our denomination. Until next time, friends, keep on living and sharing the gospel. Thank you for listening to this episode of GC Podcast. We hope you found this time valuable. We would love to hear from you. Email us at info@gci.org with your suggestions or feedback. And remember, healthy churches start with healthy leaders. So invest in yourself and in your leaders.